my audio.
Your audio works good, Mike.
Okay.
Hello, this is Paul Morris. I'm the chair of the Land Enhancement and Development Special District. This is a special meeting called for today, March or t March, June 15th at 3 p.m. And we have a quorum of the board, Davis Anderson, Michael Wagstaff, and myself, Paul Morris. We also have Brecken Anderson, who is the district clerk. All right, let's go ahead and get started. The first item is to consider approval of the pending minutes for the board meeting held March 16th, 2026. Do you want to let me share, Brecken?
Yes, I just gave you access.
Thank you. Just thought I would bring up the screen so we can all see it. There's the agenda. All right. Do I have a motion regarding the minutes?
A
I'll
motion
move.
to
Okay,
second.
Davis, you move to approve the minutes of March 16th.
I move to approve the minutes of March 16th.
I'd
Did you?
second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and second. Any discussion on the motion to approve the minutes of March 16, 2026? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 It's unanimous. Okay, next item is consideration of resolution 2026-05, adopting a tentative budget and setting a date for the public hearing. Here is the resolution that would do that. And the date we have selected is June 23rd, 2026 at 1 p.m. Again, it would be done via Zoom online, just like we're doing right now. And that's when we'd actually have a public hearing. I'm going to give Mason Zahn, who is our bookkeeper, and also Shelby, who's our CPA. Shelby, do you want to just give a quick overview of the tentative budget?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, Paul. I guess just kind of going fund by fund at a high level, the general fund, which is the next page, for fiscal year 2027, anticipate that a large portion of the funds to pay the expenditures may come from developer advances or other sources of revenue. Mason's kind of helping us look into a couple items there to make sure we've got current year revenues in the right spot that could change that. But from an expenditure standpoint, budgeting about 132,000, which is pretty consistent with the current year's budget as well as current year projections. So no significant change there, really just accounting, management, audit fees, legal, and insurance there. The next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. There is some property taxes coming to the district from the six mills that are certified each year on the property. So you can see that on that top row there, and then interest income being earned on those funds. And then would just note that there's an interest payment scheduled on the bonds in fiscal year 2027 for about 2.45 million, and that will still come from capitalized interest. We project there will be about 1.38 million remaining in capitalized interest going into fiscal year 2028. The next page is the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. Again, source of revenue here really just interest income. And then on the expenditure side, that 2.9 million in scheduled interest payments would also be coming from capitalized interest. Again, there'd be about 911,000 remaining in Cap I going into fiscal year 2028. I would point out that the first assessment billing per the assessment ordinance and the timing of kind of bond payments and things like that would be February 1 of 2027, which would be due, I believe, March 1 of 2027. So that'll be coming up. And
But
then
again, paid with capitalized interest.
Yes, currently. Yep.
Okay.
The next page is the Capital Projects Fund. I would point out here first and foremost that the projection for fiscal year 2026 and actually the actuals through March and current date is exceeding the original fiscal year 2026 budget. So for the public hearing, we should also notice a public hearing for an amended fiscal year 2026 budget. So we are showing about 32 million in an estimated projection for capital outlay this current year. Through today's date, it's actually about 30,547,000. So that leaves about 1.4 million, in kind of projections through the end of this month. We could certainly reduce that if you don't feel like that's going to be spent. But in any case, we'll still need that amendment. And then looking at fiscal year 2027, we appropriated all remaining projected funds at about 4.5 million to be spent for capital outlay.
Okay, I'm glad you pointed that out. I think that's it, right?
Yep. Any questions or comments, changes you would want us to make?
So on this, just a comment for the other board members and people in attendance. The property tax, Mason is verifying, has gone already gone through and taken all the property tax notices. The Washington County Treasurer, when they send us the checks, they sent multiple checks. They don't distinguish between the maintenance fee and the debt service, the 6 mils that has to be sent to the trustee. So we're just verifying the exact number. So that will be reflected by the 23rd, which is adding up from every property, and we have many properties, but every property it has a line item of what the debt service is, the 6 mils, and then a separate line item for Grapevine Wash district that has the maintenance. And the property tax always stays at the 6 mils because that's what was contracted in the bonds. And so you don't have to do truth in taxation. No matter what the values are, it just goes to the 6. And then if more is needed in a future year, it can go up to 7.5, but that's the maximum range it could be under the bonds. I talked to the treasurer auditor. He called me and I said, yeah, they just set it into the 6, but the maintenance fee is subject to truth in taxation. So as the values go up and they give us less or drop the rate to match the previous year, the rule is you get the same amount of money plus new growth. And of course, we're going to have a lot of new growth that's going to be coming. But I want to do a little bit more personal research, and maybe Shelby, you could help me about. I had wondered if maybe we're going to want to amend our budget during the fiscal year to make sure that we don't wait till next year to. We haven't built the community center. We don't have the parks yet, but we do need to be building up that fund so that when we need that money, we've have that money ready to go to mow the, we got the 6 or 7 pocket parks plus the community center. And we got plenty of time because we haven't built it yet, but it'll be, I hope, under construction sometime next year, the community center. So we just need to think that one through, and then go
Oh,
ahead.
that was a question I had. Sorry to interrupt, but that was a question I had on the maintenance fee. This being the first year, but you're saying on the 23rd we'll see that in its own category to see where it's
Yes.
where
Yeah.
what it
So
what it is this
yeah.
year and projecting.
So where it'll show up is on this first one, our general operations, the general fund. This property tax number that has the 2,730, that's the estimate of the maintenance fund. And then under the bonds, the bond fund, the GO bond fund, is this the right one, Shelley? Yeah. Yeah. This property tax is the 6 mils, and that's what's got to go to the state. Of course, this will only be an estimate because the taxes will be paid this coming November, the 6 mils, and then we receive it in series of checks starting in December and January and February. But Mason will take those and delineate how much we get to keep, which is in the first sheet, and then how much has got to be sent. So we're getting the system down now to parse those out more quickly to know exactly what those dollar amounts are, to distinguish between the two. But the maximum for the maintenance is 0.0008. So it's, 8 tenths of a mil. So it's not a big a number. But because the values have slowly gone up and we don't have new growth, the certified tax rate keeps dropping. We get a similar amount of money, a couple thousand dollars, but we're down to, and Mason's on here, he can help me, but I think it was, he filed the certified rate, but it was 0.00535, something like that. I can't quite remember the number, but it's dropped from the 8 down to 5 something. And we're going to want to get it back up to the 8, because as we go back to this one, and just to refresh everybody's recollection, right here, the developer revenue, oops, that one right there, the 89,134, that's the plug number to make this thing balance. That in our bond documents, we're obligated that the we being the landowner is obligated to loan up to $200,000 to the district until it's self-sustaining, that the 0.0008 will be enough. And then, but what we want to project out is not only to make sure it's enough, but eventually get paid back up to the 200,000 or whatever is actually loaned. So that's why I got thinking about it more. We're not going through truth and taxation right now for this budget, because it's a couple thousand bucks. It's just not much. But as we sell our first lots and get going, I think it behooves us to start getting that one ramped up. And then combined with the developer's loan, get the right kind of cushion going so that it can be paid back appropriately. And
Once my last question is, once this gets going, Paul, you remember, and I can't remember the percentage, but municipals, normal municipals, have a limit for their rainy day fund based upon the amount of their budget. Is a special district, in this case the Leeds special district, does it have any of those limitations for this cushion that we're both looking at? And do you know what I'm saying? Like, kind
Yeah,
of that
I know
savings
exactly what you're
account?
saying, and I don't think so. And maybe Shelby, you know better than I do. I'm very familiar with the cities and the counties have a. You have a minimum you're supposed to have in your fund balance, and you have a maximum. You can't hoard too much money, but they also want you to, every city, to have a cushion. But the special districts, I don't think they have that same formula. But
I do
that's a good
remember
thing to look
cities
into.
have, if they have a capital budget, they can allocate, and it doesn't go against that amount that would
Correct.
be as a blank check rainy day. But as long,
Correct.
and I didn't know if a special district had that same limitation or not, just as we are starting to.
I don't know of a formula that says this is the max fund balance, but we have that same ability to put it in the capital fund for future, when you're going to have to change the roof and you got a brand spanking new building, but then you got to start setting aside maintenance money. The projections were a long time ago, a couple of years ago. We'll want to update those based on the current values, but the estimate was at full build out. Again, this is back when we did the bonds, but at full build out, the 0.0008 would generate somewhere around $500,000 a year. That was the estimate. Depends on exactly, how many are primary homes, how many are secondary homes, what's the value of the hotel, if the exact value is, but that was a rough number. So eventually, we think that it'll be plenty to maintain it very, very well, and then also to pay back the developer's loan in the future. But we're going to want to stay on top of that, obviously, and do some forward thinking about that and build it up appropriately. But Mike, I think prudence says that you want your rainy day fund, and then you obviously want your capital fund. But I don't recall. The cities and counties have a specific formula. I do not recall
Yeah.
that for the special districts.
The special districts do too.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's the same formula. It's really looking at next year's budgeted appropriations plus the property taxes anticipated. So there is going to be a limit within the general operating fund, but again, there can be a separate kind of capital fund for future repairs, replacements, that type of thing. So.
Shelby, I mean, we're not even close to reaching
Yeah.
the concern. Do you remember what there was a minimum and a max? I cannot remember the max. It's like three times or something like that. It's been
Yeah.
too many years since I looked at it, and
Yeah.
Michael's familiar back in
Yeah. I'll have to kind of relook at that, and I can follow up and we can discuss more next week if that works.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we're not close. I know we're
No,
not.
we're not close, but as we go there, I just wanted to make sure we had a handle on that, because we're going to want to have a healthy cushion plus plus that possible, capital budget that we implement to take care of stuff. So.
Yeah. My dream is that when it's fully built out and mature, we not only have enough money, we pay back the loan, we have enough money to maintain things, but we also have a cushion so that, like I say, when things wear out, when the in the gym, the exercise room, you got to change out the equipment, and carpets wear out and all that, you got a ready fund that's available to do that and stay ahead. So yeah, great points, Mike. Any other discussion or questions or thoughts or comments?
I have none.
And again, what we're going to do is right after this meeting, a notice will be published. We have to give 7 days notice, and then for a public hearing. And but we're allowed as a board to tweak the numbers and get those, like we just talked about, get those exactly right. As more calculations come in, then we can fine tune it. Here's the resolution, but Shelby just said something that, I think you made a great point, Shelby, which is that we probably should amend the current budget we're in to have it better reflect that. I hadn't looked, but I'm pretty sure you got to give the same 7 days notice. So what I'm going to ask for whoever makes the motion, maybe you, Mike, is that we amend this resolution to reflect the public the adopting the tentative budget, setting the public hearing, but then adding another public hearing to amend the 2025-26 fiscal year budget, and then giving that same the same notice. So we would fix this resolution before it gets signed to reflect both of those. So two public hearings, one for the amend the budget, one on the tentative budget, as well as it adopts the tentative budget.
Well, I would just say so moved.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Davis. I could technically second, but traditionally chairs don't do it.
Of
We
course.
make motions or second, but I mean, there's nothing inappropriate about it. But that's why, since
No.
there's only three of us, I just look for you two to do it. Thank you
Awesome.
very much. Okay, so we have a motion to approve resolution 2026-05, but amend it to also authorize to amend the tentative budget, excuse me, to amend the final budget of 2025-26 fiscal year, to reflect the actual revenues and to set a public hearing on that. So we'll have two public hearings at the meeting and authorize us to change this resolution to reflect what was just said. So that's the motion. Any discussion
Correct.
on the motion?
Just one th those that we would have those hearings on the 23rd. Is that
Yeah, the hearing's on the
oh
20th. Both, thank you. Both will be on the 23rd. The way
okay.
we do it is usually we'll do the hearing on the amending the previous year's budget first, and then have a resolution that approves that, and then another hearing on the new budget, and then a resolution that would approve that final budget. So both could be sent in to the state. All right, so good discussion. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Hi.
All right, it's unanimous.
Hi.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we're officially adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.